Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome to International Masterminders Blog Talk Radio Show. My name is Stacey Silvera and I will be your guest host along with the Megamind Masterminders. I'm here in our virtual studio with some of my mastermind partners, Roslyn Roker, Jackie Pierce, Gail Burks, and Melanie Painter, our leader. I know that they are all on the call and ready to jump in. This is our third week of hosting, and we are so excited and energized this early Saturday morning to be on the air with all of you. I see we have several callers in, some as far away as the 813, and we thank you so much for joining us this morning. I invite you to call, text, or email a family member or a friend and tell them that we're on the air right now, or they can join us via internet by logging on to blogtalkradio.com/masterminds or by calling 661-554-9219. If you want to communicate with us while we're talking, you can also join in the chat room or you can log on through your Facebook. Make a comment and let us know you're listening in and post your questions there as well. Today, we will continue our discussion on Think and Grow Rich by recapping Chapter 8, Persistence, and covering Chapter 9, Power of the Mastermind. Before we get started, though, I want Roz, will you tell our listeners a little bit about the International Mastermind Association? Roz?
Sure.
Are
good
you with
morning,
us?
Everybody. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Good morning, everybody. The International Mastermind Association, IMA, is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in the book by Napoleon Hill entitled Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and to hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives, and those areas are spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, and creativity. And we believe that you must have goals and plans if you're going to succeed in any endeavor. Successful people have plans while failures never plan. Napoleon Hill said, education, knowledge, and influence is more powerful than any exchange of money. So for more information about International Masterminders, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or Facebook International Mastermind Association and follow us by liking our page. We want to say hi to the founder and president of IMA, Mrs. Ann McNeil, the master builder, building masterminds. I'm sure she's out there listening with all of you and may plan to join us at some point during the broadcast.
Thanks so much for sharing that information, Roz. And I just want to reiterate, as Roz just said, that IMA is based on the book Think and Grow Rich, which is one of the most influential books of all time. It points the way to personal achievement, to financial independence, and to riches of the spirit beyond measurement in mere money. The riches discussed in the book and in our discussions here today and every Saturday at 8 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio need not be thought of only in financial terms. There are great riches in lasting friendships, harmonious family relationships, sympathy and understanding between business associates, and an inner harmony that brings peace of mind measurable only in spiritual values. The philosophy of Think and Grow Rich will prepare you to attract and enjoy these higher things in life, but only if you are ready for them. Be prepared, therefore, when you expose yourself to the influences of this philosophy to experience a changed life, which may help you not only to negotiate your way through life with harmony and understanding, but also to prepare you for the accumulation of material riches in abundance. Before we start our book discussion, I will be handing the discussion over to Gail. But before I do, I just want to remind our listeners that you can raise your hands to ask a question or join the conversation by pushing 1 on your phones. And you can also post on IMA Facebook to let us know you're here with us this morning. Good morning, Gail.
Good morning, Stacy. Good morning, ladies. Good morning, audience. How are you?
Everybody's great.
We're doing fine this morning.
Hey, good. I'm going to ask Melanie to give us a brief recap of the previously discussed chapters that are also available for our listeners as archived shows on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Hey, Melanie, what's up?
Good morning, Gail. Good morning, everyone. I will just share the first 8 steps to riches and let you know that today's chapter discussion is on the power of the mastermind. The first step to riches, desire. It's the starting point of all achievement. The second step to riches, faith, visualization and belief in the attainment of desire. The third step to riches, auto-suggestion, the medium for influencing the subconscious mind. The fourth step to riches, specialized knowledge, personal experiences or observations. The fifth step to riches, imagination, the workshop of the mind. The sixth step to riches, organized planning, the crystallization of desire into action. The seventh step to riches, decision, the mastery of procrastination. The eighth step to riches, persistence, the sustained effort necessary to induce faith. And, of course, today we will discuss the ninth step to riches, power of the mastermind, which is the driving force. Gail?
Yeah, thanks, Melanie. And, you know, this whole series that we've been doing this month, you know, I've read this book before and I knew I'd enjoy it, but I have to be honest with you, I never realized I'd enjoy it like this just because I'm with such a fantastic group of ladies and the insights that you all bring to the conversation has really motivated me. You know, to recap what we discussed last week, Napoleon Hill says at the beginning of Chapter 8, persistence is an essential factor in the procedure of transmuting desire into its monetary equivalent. The basis of persistence is the power of will. We will or we won't. Willpower and desire, when properly combined, make an irresistible pair. We also discussed that persistence can be a learned habit or unlearned if that's the direction that you choose to go in. 4 steps that lead to the habit of persistence are, 1, a definite purpose backed by burning desire for its fulfillment. 2, a definite plan expressed in continuous action. And in light of that, too, you got to write it down. When you write it, you can see it, you can claim it. A mastermind closely tied, closed, I'm sorry, number 3, a mind closed tightly against all negative and discouraging influences. And number 4, a friendly alliance with one or more persons who will encourage one to follow through with both plan and purpose. In other words, accountability. And at the IMA, we call that masterminding. It's important to remember that if your plan doesn't work, change it. Nothing should be etched in stone, but it should be fluid as the environment changes, so should too your plan in accordance to moving forward. And persistence in this case means persistence towards achieving your goal. Ladies, what do you think about that?
I believe that it is so very important. You know, we spent a good deal of time on it last week, this persistence thing, and I really embraced some of what we talked about last week in my plans for this week, and I have to tell you, I had a fantastic week. It's just so exciting to, as you say, put these things into practice. And doing this show has really highlighted some things for me, Gail, and I endorse what you said earlier about really trying to put these things into action and moving forward with them. And it just seems like everything that I'm doing is coming back to the things that we discussed last week. So
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah. This is Jackie.
Hey.
Good morning, all. One of the things that I noticed in talking about resistance, and they talk about how you can, some of the symptoms where you have a lack of persistence, procrastination, with or without cause. And I know for me that is one of my dragons that I have to slay, is putting things off, you know, have the plan. And it affects, you know, I'm persistent, but then I put things off, and it slows things down. So that's one of the things that was really clear to me when I was looking and reading about persistence last week. And one of my goals is to eliminate that this year, or at least reduce it significantly.
Well, that's why I'm so glad about this, excited about this chapter this morning, because I was talking to Stacey earlier this week, and I said, "Girl, this is a small chapter. I don't know if we'll have enough to talk about for the hour." And as I started reading it, I was like, "Oh my gosh, we can go a couple hours on this one." Because it's so powerful. I mean, almost every word is bold print and capital letters. So I think we're going to have an exciting conversation this morning. And I'm looking forward to each of us interjecting our comments and thoughts. This is going to be, an exciting morning. And, you know, when we look at the whole mastermind principle, which can be defined as a coordination of knowledge and effort between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose in a spirit of harmony, no individual will have great power without taking advantage of the mastermind principle. You just can't succeed without it. It is a well-known fact that several lamps will provide more illumination than a single lamp. It is the same with successful and thoughtful people. The input of a thoughtfully selected group that we call mastermind, although it should not dictate your own opinions and actions, often enhances the output of a single man or woman. And when we look at that whole definition of power, ladies, power equals the organization and intellectually directed knowledge. You know, and when I read that in the book, I thought that was so, so profound. And power is required for the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. And sources of organized knowledge, which we'll talk about later in the show, are infinite intelligence, accumulated experiences, experiment and research. Melanie, Rob, Jackie, Stacy, what do you ladies think about that? I mean, those are some real intriguing definitions.
I just want to share this is Melanie. I just want to share an experience that I had this week with our founder, Anne McNeil, and it's pretty interesting to me that as we discuss this now, and as I think about what really happened this week with the both of us, how really powerful this whole mastermind concept is. Now, Anna is the founder of this mastermind association that we have here in South Florida, and it's this week I happened to tell you how powerful, how the power moves within this body of individuals is that she set up a meeting this week down here in Miami with a lady who owns a company that does exactly what I'm proposing to do with my company. And mm-hmm. I happened to call her as she got out of her meeting and just to, you know, catch up with her and say hi or whatever. And coincidentally, she was telling me about this meeting. And she said to me, I wasn't even sure why I met with the lady. But now mm-hmm. that you've called me, I realized why I met with her. It was because of you. She said, let me give you her information right now when you call her and set up a meeting with her. And
yes.
so my point is, she is in tune with what everybody in Mastermind is doing, with all the groups, the group leaders, and everybody. And she has a knowledge of, or at least some idea of where everybody is going. The spirit moves, the power within the Mastermind group is moving, so that even though she wasn't sure why she was meeting with this person, here was an opportunity that presented itself, and she was able to just give me the referral. And I have since met with the lady, and we are working out to becoming, you know, strategic partners or whatever to help me grow my own business. So she's becoming my mentor. She'll be my mentor to help me grow my business. And it was really fascinating as we discussed this today, how powerful this Mastermind concept is, because we think no man is an island. And when you get into this coordinated group where everybody's thinking and moving in the same direction, you tend to realize that you're not alone. You don't have to carry the burden alone, because there are people who think and move just like you. And so things fall into place.
Wow. Exactly. You know, and that's one of the three major sources of knowledge when we look at this whole power of masterminding, Melanie,
Gail.
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir, Gail, before you, this is Jackie, before you go into those major sources, I wanted to just touch real quickly on page 181, when it talk about, where it says, plans alone are inert and useless without sufficient power to translate them into action.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about the masterminding and the people that come together, that energy that comes together, that's that power
mm-hmm.
that's going to help us translate our desires that we have faith in and we're putting persistence behind into action so that we can accomplish these things. And so as Melanie was talking, I'm like, wow, this is like helping her put her plans into action. Just that energy that's coming in that, and the power that's behind it to help us achieve whatever our goals are.
Yeah, and Jackie, you're so right. And also on page 181, that whole equation of what makes power, persistence creates faith, and faith creates, and from faith comes power. And it seems that word faith is permeating itself in almost every chapter that we have done since we started doing our series. I really agree with you on that. And that in turn gives us the drive to go into action. What else is on your mind, lady, on this one? Because this is starting off really great.
Well, I think, you know, again, as Melanie said, with the drawing of our spirits together and how energy works, you know, we really feed off of each other and
mm-hmm.
push each other towards this goal that we have. And mm-hmm. and when you have like-minded people thinking about the same thing, the ideas start flowing like magic. I mean, even, you know, going back to Melanie's story, and when she first started thinking about doing her business, she couldn't think of a name, and we were on the phone, and she says, you know, I want it to be green, and I want it to be easy for the customers in the Caribbean to reach out to somebody, so... And the name came up, Easy Green, you know, just like that, because we were. And then she went online and she says, well, the Easy, E-A-S-Y, Green is already been used. I said, why you don't just do E-Z green, she says, oh, my God, it's there, it's available. And, you know, this is what happens, right, Melanie? You remember that?
I do.
Yeah.
That's the spirit of harmony, coordination of knowledge and effort.
Yeah. And you know, the masterminding experience, it's a humbling experience, but, you know, if you embrace it and if you work it right, the knowledge and you readily find, I have felt, you know, your own universe changing for the better. Because at that point you have let go and you've let the spiritual side of the process take hold. And that's when you get to that point of being able to receive, and that's when you grow. That's Gail's opinion. But I think that when I talk to people who say that they're just struggling and that nothing's happening, you know, the first question I ask always is, well, who are you brainstorming with? And more often than not, they're not brainstorming with anybody. They're not even talking to themselves in the mirror. And mm-hmm. that's why no action is happening. You can't just open up one morning and say, here I am, people. And as we talked about earlier in the introduction, that whole spirit of harmony. Ladies, you want to expound on that and join in on that one? Because that's a powerful piece. And Melanie mentioned it when she talked about the mastermind group. And we're a reasonably young group, so we're just starting to really form our course and building that spirit of harmony. So I'm going to invite you all to come back in and join in on that conversation piece, because that's a key point in laying the foundation for a powerful mastermind group and being a mastermind.
And I'd like to jump in here to just remind our listeners that if they have comments, that they can raise their hand by pressing 1, and we'd surely like to get them included into the conversation.
Absolutely. So, getting back to that perfect harmony that we talked about, and for our readers, it's on page 183. You know, this form of cooperative alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. You know, they use Henry Ford as the poster child of all of this, because he credits his fortune, you know, the legacy that he left on the mastermind group that he had, and some of the names that he shared were just phenomenal. Thomas Edison, Harry Firestone, John Burroughs, Luther Burbank. You know, he said he was ignorant, he was broke, but when he started talking to these people, when he started feeding off of their energy, it built his own energy, and he was able to then cast it out into the universe. And what resulted from it to this day, and I'm referencing page 185 in your books, within 25 years, he was one of the richest people in the world. You know, within 10, he had amassed a great fortune, and he didn't stop there. But you are known definitely by the company that you keep. And I read a lot about that whole wealth accumulation and that masterminding, which I've done for several years. And one of the things that you look at, and they tell you, look at the 5 closest people in your personal circle and assess their net worth. Your net worth is associated with the 5 people, the closest people in your circle. So what do those people look like? And
Gail, I think of a family.
Mm-hmm.
I think about a family. When you say the 5 people closest in your network,
right?
And you talked about the spirit of harmony. This is Rosalind. When you have a family that's in a harmonious attitude, their mental attitude is positive, and mm-hmm. every every part of the family is working towards having a great family. You see that family doing extraordinary things. When there is a situation with the mom and the dad and the children and everybody's working to make that a great family, that's a different scenario when there is disharmony, because a spirit of harmony is a spirit of agreement, and everyone is agreeing to do and have and be the same thing. There is no failure in that.
Hello?
That is a very powerful thing.
Okay. We have Anne on the line, so I'm going to put her through. She has some things to say. Take her off.
Sure what's going on. Having some interference. But Roz, you're definitely correct, and you know, masterminding, you've got to be just as vulnerable with these people, just as open and honest with folks who are looking to grow with you or not. And I think that's why they talk about it. It's such a discriminating process, because if you have those goals to accumulate and acquire, whether it's knowledge, whether it's wealth, whatever it is, it has everything to do with the people who are around you and the energy that they are casting off and the energy that you in turn are casting off. I agree with you.
One of the other things.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to say, this is Jackie. One of the other things that I find about masterminding is as I'm discussing my goals and my plan and the immediate feedback that I get, that even makes me think further and bigger than I would without that interaction at all. To question it, well, have you, what about, and or even, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that those demands, and know that it's always in good spirit, and even if I don't feel good about it, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, it seems negative, but it's never negative. It's just another way of getting you to think through, getting me to really think through what I'm thinking and what I'm doing and what I'm planning to do, that leads to even bigger results than I ever would have achieved without that interaction.
Right. Because, your mastermind group, our mastermind group helps us to see from a different perspective, and that in itself is priceless, I feel. So, if for those of our listeners who are not yet in one, consider it, because it definitely is an opportunity to understand that whole concept of you are not alone and that you cannot do it alone. Ladies, what do you think on those things, those concepts?
Can I just interject here and read a quote? It says, men take on nature and the habits and the power of thought of those with whom they associate in a spirit of sympathy and harmony. And when I remember, I think back to when I was growing up, my mother said something to me, or she always used to repeat this. She said, you have two choices. You could either soar with the eagles or you can gobble with the turkey. And throughout my life, I would always remember that, because when I was in school, elementary school and high school, and even when I went to college, she would say things to me like, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are. And she'd be like, what? You need to be a friend to everybody. You can be nice to everybody. And she was like, no, the people that you keep close to you are the people who have your best interests at heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come to appreciate, and I've come to have some very great friendships, and been in harmony with a very close few. And throughout mm-hmm. life, it doesn't matter where life takes us, we always get back together and we're always able to lift each other up at some point, you know. And so that's why I think, you know, in the power of this, in the reading of this book and analyzing these chapters, this is, like, particularly interesting. And it mm-hmm. stands out. This should be number one in my book, you know.
Yeah.
This should be number one.
Guys.
Because, yes, sir?
We have a caller on the line from 414, and she has a comment that she'd like to make.
Yes, as I was listening to the No Man is the Island, the Woman is the Island, and as the ladies were speaking on who you surround yourself with, and having people around you that you're listening to, and if you're not moving your life, you're probably not listening to anyone, and many of you listen to your deeper desires. It made me think about how there are times where I thought about this when I'm around people and you don't listen to them. They can have information for you, and it's like living in the shadows of success. And how long do you want to do that, or do you want to be like yourself? Do you want to shine? Do you want to take ideas? Do you want to use the things that you've been given? Do you want to talk with people, like you said, like-minded people, but who are thoughtful, powerful, wanting to embrace their power, wanting to magnify their power, wanting to give to themselves as well as give to others, and that if we do that, if we surround ourselves, whether it's via this type of setting, via text and calling, whatever we do, we start to look at and be serious about who we are, what we're capable of, and tap into that. And I'm just starting to reread this book after so many years, and I'm just grateful that Miss Ann has brought this to me at a time where I'm ready for it. God has positioned me to accept it and embrace it so that I, like you all, we can start having these discussions and be responsible to our dreams and use these methods and take it serious, because you cannot, we talk about independence, but we are interdependent. We are seriously connected to one another in ways that we may not always understand, but through dialogue, like helping someone find a name for their business, helping someone think through a situation that they need to resolve. So this is very powerful, and I'm listening and so thankful that you all are on here today, and I will stop at this point.
Gail, we have another caller also from Chicago. Or Michigan, okay. I'm sorry, the Michigan era, Pastor Miles.
I wanted to just tell you, caller 414, I too grew up in 414.
Oh.
Okay. My last name is
Burke. And I grew up in Chicago.
Okay, my last name is Burke.
Burke?
Burke. Tall and Barbara Burke for my parents.
Okay.
All right. Gail, Pastor Miles is on the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies.
How are you?
Extraordinary. It's a very cold and wintry, blustery day in western Michigan, but I'm enjoying the conversation and the discussion regarding the book, and it's extraordinary. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us.
I had a thought that as one of your speakers was commenting on symphony and harmony, and when we have like-minded people come together, you know, from the perspective of the Bible in Matthew 18, where two on earth shall agree, the word agree there in the Greek comes from a word where we get the word symphony. I think it's symphonia. And when you have an orchestra that will begin to, I don't know if anyone's ever gone to the orchestra, and if you ever come early enough, when they tune up, they do not sound like they're in harmony at all. Everyone, if the oboe is doing his thing, and the flute is doing their thing, and they're just totally a mess until the conductor taps on his or her baton and brings them into order. And that's when we all share our ideas and we create a symphony, which one of us shall agree as touching anything that they shall ask. And that's when the power comes, because when we're all doing our own thing and you do your thing and I do my thing and we don't, you know, come together and share, we sound like a mess. But when we bring our thoughts together for a common purpose, then there is beautiful music that harmonizes and actually takes us all to a new level. So thank you very much. I just wanted to share that, and I'm really enjoying the discussion. Thank you.
Thank you for coming this morning. Wow. This is great. This is for this little tiny chapter, huh, ladies?
Yeah. We have another caller from 559 that I'm going to bring in now. Caller from 559, can you say where you're calling from and what your name is?
Wow.
Hello? Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take him off.
We'll get her back shortly or him back shortly. And, you know, as I was listening to the callers, you know, from the Midwest, you know, I was definitely going over page 84. You know, page 84 has highlights all over the place. And the one piece that stuck out first and foremost was definite purpose. And unfortunately, I can't remember the author's name. He's a minister, but he wrote this book called Purpose-Driven Life. And when it comes to us having understanding what our definite purpose in life is, it can be cultivated through that whole mastermind process, and that in turn helps us when it comes to understanding and embracing the power that we have. And the other piece of that, you know, is if you analyze the records of people who have attained great power and great wealth throughout the history of our time, they had a definite purpose. When you look at our current president, Barack Obama, that gentleman had a definite purpose, and that purpose was to become the president of the United States, to influence change not only here but throughout the world. And in order to do that, it takes a certain amount of energy, you know. And on page 184, it talks about energy is nature's universal set of building blocks. I'm a person, as you can probably tell, I'm real shy, but I have extremely high energy, and I've had people tell me that I can burn you out. But in order to attain the goals that you want in life, the power of wealth that you want in life, as you understand how to manage that wealth, however you define it, it takes a certain degree and style of energy, which become your building blocks. And that in turn, on page 84, gives you that wherewithal to think. Hence, think and grow rich. And it also says that the human brain may be compared to an electric battery. And my question to my mega minders and to the audience is, when is the last time you recharged your battery?
You know, Gail, that is, it's so funny that you bring this up now, because I've always been a high-energy person throughout my life, and I tend to want to slow down at times, and now I know I've been on the right track all the time. I'm going to keep my energy going.
Right.
Oh, and Gail, this is Jackie.
The
Purpose-Driven Life, the book
mm-hmm.
that you mentioned, is by Rick Warren, W-A-R-R-E-N. It's a very good book. I recommend it to anybody that's on this path.
That is so true. That is so true. You know, and in continuing to on that vein of thinking and that whole energy, at the bottom of page 184, it talks about a group of brains coordinated or connected in a spirit of harmony. See, that kept coming back to me, that whole spirit of harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain. just as a group of electric batteries will provide more energy than a single battery. And again, I say to the listeners, when is the last time you charged your battery? Let's hear from somebody. I know everybody's not asleep.
Gail?
Yes.
I just want to say that the last time I charged my battery was when
mm-hmm.
I was with another charged battery because
mm-hmm.
I had gotten to a place of complacency. And when I had the conversation with that energy and that
mm-hmm.
person was able to be so motivational, it
mm-hmm.
motivated me to start moving towards my goals because I caught their enthusiasm. And that
mm-hmm.
was just a couple of days ago because I had
mm-hmm.
gotten stagnant with a challenge. And when I got to that point, I couldn't go any further. And just a conversation with this person and the
mm-hmm.
energy that they had behind it and the motivation that came from it gave me some new motives to move forward, and I was really
mm-hmm.
glad.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great. That's
energy
great.
Is contagious.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we should share it.
Excuse me. This is Jackie. In that same vein, I tend to be more low energy, kind of low. So I like to be around people with more energy and high energy because it pulls me up. And if once I get going, you know, I do pretty good. But I need that, and definitely you get more done. And that's why I like to be around people who are have higher energy. And I'm also attracted to people with
mm-hmm.
higher energy because we may have like minds, but we kind of complement each other because I can also bring a more common effect sometimes when needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
So I agree. So I'm constantly, and I must say that talking about masterminding and masterminding group that, Mega Minds, this group that's presenting the radio show today, does that for me. I get tremendous energy from my mastermind group.
That's great.
Gail, we do have a caller from Atlanta, Prophet Carey. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm here.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I'm actually coming on to the show late. I woke up late this morning, but I just wanted to know that I'm here supporting you guys, and this will be my first time coming on because every Saturday I'm like sleep, worn out from working all the week, all through the week. I said, you know what? I'm going to get up, force myself up. I just got on about 8:30.
Thank you for coming. We're glad to have you.
Thank you
so
very
much.
So,
what do you think about this conversation we're having this morning? What are your words of wisdom for us?
Great. You know, you guys are talking about mastering the mind and what the mind can do. Your mind can do whatever you want it to do if you have your focus on what you want and go after it.
Absolutely. I want to shift a little bit the discussion, and Prophet Carey, don't go anywhere because I'm gonna bring you in on this conversation.
Okay.
And as I was reading through the chapter again on page 187, I came across this statement that said money is shy and elusive, and you have to court it, if you will, as if you are dating or wooing that person who has caught your eye. Give me some feedback about what you think on that one. I thought that was pretty profound.
And wooing a person that has caught your eye.
You have to woo money and wealth.
Right, that's true. That's true.
That's fine, like you are wooing the object of your affection, because money is shy and elusive, and it will run from you if you don't approach it the right way.
That's very, very true. You have to actually, if you're dealing with people and you're trying to get money, you have to surround yourself with positive people, people that want the same thing out of life that you want as well. And you have to get a rapport with these people. And once you get the rapport, you're in the right mm-hmm. circle, and then mm-hmm. That money will come.
Mm-hmm.
That money will come
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm. 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 I agree. I'm a true disciple of that comment, and I live life knowing that all resources have been provided to me. I have to just develop the consciousness to accept them and receive them. And the other part of that too is I will never ever be without, because I believe that the resources have been placed there for me. So I've never in my life been without. I'll go, you know, there was a Sunday several years ago, I went to church, put my last $20 that I had in my pocketbook for gas into the church plate. Monday morning, I got a call, had a $50,000 contract on the table with my name on it. So,
That's
the power right there.
That's the power
right there.
Power is faith in making that move. You know, you got your faith, make the move, and God will take care of the rest. That's true.
Exactly. And that is that piece that keeps coming up, and it's on that page as well. Faith, persistent action, and having a definite plan.
Right.
You know, if you believe in poverty, you know, there's something on page 187 that talks about the stream of power. And in one direction, carrying all who get into that side of the stream onward and upward to wealth. That's an attitude, and that's the flow of that river. While there are other flows in that river that go in the opposite direction, and it carries all who are unfortunate enough to get into it, who downstream endorse misery and poverty. So you have to choose which flow on that river that you're going to take. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. And I have to tell you, masterminder groups or embracing that whole concept of masterminding is an attitude, because it's all about results, thinking for progress and using the process to think and grow rich, however you define that wealth definition. What do you guys think about
that? Oh, yes, I love it. I love it. I mean, you're still talking about without dreams, hope, without a plan, without making that move and faith, you're going to stay in poverty.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Gail, I want to remind our listeners that they're listening to International Masterminders Association as we explore the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And we're on every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. And, Gail, we have a caller who's been waiting for a little while, Nicholas. He's coming on the line right now, and I can't believe it, but, you know, we're already 48 minutes into the show, and this has just been a fantastic discussion. But, Nicholas, go ahead. You're on the line.
Hello, how are you doing? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I'd just like to share the thought that we're all like farmers, you know, and our thoughts is similar to seeds that, you know, we put it out there, and we have to understand that not everything is going to happen right away, and we can't, just like nature, we can't struggle and strain to grow. You know, we have to go with the times instead of trying to reverse the time. You know, or speed up this process, you know.
Absolutely.
Staying positive. I believe following your passion is the key to all types of success, because one thing is for sure is your heart will never lead you wrong. You know,
mm-hmm.
we're just given the ability to think and use our mind to bring forth great things to us. And masterminding is very important, you know, associating yourself with people with a similar thought pattern as yourself, and that's, you know, like they say, one tool sharpens another, one
mm-hmm.
person sharpens the next person, you know.
Right. Nicholas, let me ask this question to you because I want to keep you in the conversation. I have had people tell me that you can't throw folks away. And my response to them, and again, because I'm a masterminder, is that if their energy, if their focus, if their definite purpose in life does not match with the plan of action that I have, then I have to set them aside. I don't throw them away because everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a reason. And so you can't just throw people away, but you have to give them the opportunity to step in when their season is at hand. What do you think about that? Because it can impact your mastermind plan.
Right. I feel the world is abundant. I feel everything is abundant. I feel everything you put out there is sure to return back. That's why it's very important to make sure you know what it is that you want so that you're not attracting the wrong things into your life. Also, I feel as though everybody can be a part of the mastermind group, but it's really for what purpose? What's an example I can give? You can basically learn from everyone. You know, everyone's in our life for different reasons, for different amounts of time, and I believe everyone has a piece of the puzzle. Everybody, you know, you can learn from everyone, and it's really not looking too deep into things, more going with the time, and be always being open, keeping your mind open to new ways of thinking.
And this is Jackie again. Talking about people, one thing that I found that is if you're focused on your desire, people that don't fit in with your direction, you don't have to do anything. They will fall away.
Exactly.
They will fall away because those, you know, the like-minded things that are in common, you know, you don't always have to make some deliberate act to remove people, if you will, from your life. If you are focused on your path, those that don't fit that path just tend to, on their own self-selection, if you know, fall to the side as you keep on your own path. And you have to be okay
with
that.
I agree with you, Jackie.
And you have to be okay when that happens because sometimes you look back and say, oh, we aren't as close or we whatever. Sometimes you have to, not that person, you have to be okay with it within yourself that we're just not on that same accord anymore and accept that and forgive yourself and keep moving.
Keep going, and
you know the Bible says that how can two walk together except they agree? So you have to have people in harmony because it just is a law of nature that it just doesn't work. That's why there are sometimes problems in relationships because the direction has changed, the agendas have changed, and if the bottom line is that we had harmony and we can get back to the harmony, then maybe you will try to work it out. But that's in a marriage or some relationship that is impacting your very core. But if it's something that you're working together with someone in your outside relationships or your network, then I agree with Jackie, they will fall away naturally. It will be a natural falling away. And while I have the time, I just want to remind our listeners that they can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web or join us live by calling into the show at 661-554-9219. And if you want to communicate with us while we're talking, just press 1. Or you can also join us in the chat room or you can log on to your Facebook account. And for more information about IMA or International Masterminders, visit us on the web at www.internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, International Mastermind, and follow us by liking our page. The name of the book, again, is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. The ISBN number, if you wish to purchase this book, is 1-559-330-200 too.
And Gail, we have about 6 minutes left, so I don't know if you want to wrap up the chapter before you know we sign off for the day, and if you wanted to open up to any callers if they wanted to make any comments.
Okay, I have just one last comment to make, and then I was hoping to hear from the ladies of Megamind and anyone else, or maybe take one other caller. On page 188, it was an extraordinary wrap-up for me, and it said, understanding that you yourself can control where you will be in the stream of life is of stupendous importance to the person who is following this book with the object of accumulating a fortune. And what I highlighted was anybody can wish, but a masterminder focuses on willing for riches. And most people wish, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. You put your oar in the water and you act. And ladies, your final comments.
This is Jackie. I'd like to just, I'd like to just say that when we talk about wealth, don't just limit yourself to money wealth,
right,
but
right,
that this applies to every facet of your life. That is why International Mastermind Association focuses on 10 areas of our lives that we mastermind and put the same effort and energy, with the first one being spiritual. A lot of times we don't put as much time and effort there. So I just wanted to emphasize that while the book often talked about wealth accumulation and thinking in terms of maybe money, but it applies to every aspect of your life.
Everything. That's a good point, Jackie. That's a good point. I think that's why I always say however is defined.
I know exactly what you mean when you say that. Yeah.
That's that metaphysician. do we have any other final comments or callers that want to leave us with their words of wisdom, Stacey?
Well, you know, the other thing that they talked about in this chapter, and they referred to Mahatma Gandhi and his power to influence people, even although he was a man of few words, you know, but he had this powerful hold on people to embrace that power and make a huge statement. And, you know, it just keeps flowing back to what we talk about, that like minds can just move mountains if we are all focused on the same thing. And it encourages us to get in a group of people that have like-mindedness and something that we can feed off of each other's energy and create this power that can give us that impetus to go forward with our dreams, our goals. That's it for me. And again, we have about 2 minutes left, but I want to remind everybody that financial independence, riches, desirable business, and professional positions are not within the reach of a person who neglects or refuses to expect, plan, and demand these things. And as our founder, Miss Ann, always says, you have to have a dream to have a dream come true. And I don't know if there's anybody else that wants to make a comment before we sign off for today. Anybody else have anything to say?
This is Melanie. I'd just like to challenge our listeners. A couple of them have been on for the last 2 weeks, and as we've been going through the chapters. And I'd just like to challenge some of the listeners, if you plan to be on the phone next week, to try to put some of these principles into your routine, you know, this coming week, and let's hear about it next week. I think we're at the point where now we have enough principles. We have at least two or three principles that we can put into action. And I know the Mega Minds, we do that every day. At least we try to do that every day. And Stacey, you've had a major breakthrough this week, and I just want to say right now that I'm proud that you are, you know, getting to the point where you're seeing the power of the mastermind.
Absolutely.
In your own life. And so I'd just like to throw the challenge out, and let's hear from you next week.
Absolutely. And like Gail said before, anybody can wish for riches, and most people do, but only a few know that a definite plan plus a burning desire for wealth are the only dependable means of accumulating wealth. And I want you all to go out and make this a great 2012. We're almost at the end of January, but it's not too late to jump on and just change your direction and get going with your plan, with your desires, with your dreams, because so many of us have dreams, but we never act on them. And I'm encouraging you to act on your dreams and your desires. We are Megamind Mastermind Group here for IMA, thanking each and every one of you. And we had some fantastic response today. We had callers from all over the country. I'm so excited that we are able to touch as many lives as we are. I want you all to join us next week at 8 a.m. And all of you have a blessed week.
Bye.